Xavier, good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to your daily Brussels podcast for Thursday, March 12th, 2026.
Lean, and I'm Lean. Xavier, it's a chilly morning out there. 6 degrees with clouds, though it feels like just three with this northeast wind.
Xavier, indeed, with 93% humidity, it's quite damp. But speaking of getting around, Lean, that rail strike is finally ending today after three difficult days.
Lean, thank goodness. 7 out of 10 IC trains were running yesterday, but normal service should resume. Though with road safety concerns mounting, we need all the transport options we can get.
Xavier, you're absolutely right. Yesterday's news about Brussels road deaths doubling to 20 people in 2025 is deeply concerning. That's double the 2024 figure.
Lean, the breakdown is sobering, Xavier. 6 pedestrians, 4 motorcyclists, 4 e-scooter riders, and 3 cyclists killed. Nationally, e-scooter deaths tripled from 4 to 13.
Xavier, it shows our micromobility revolution needs serious safety improvements. And speaking of costs, Lean, this Middle East conflict is really hitting wallets at the pump.
Lean, diesel hit 1.93 per litre, petrol at 1.68, but get this, Germany topped 2 per litre and Dutch diesel broke 2.50. Our prices almost look reasonable.
Xavier, almost reasonable, only in Brussels. But there's a massive crisis unfolding in Molenbeek that's far from reasonable.
Lean, the asbestos situation just keeps growing, Xavier. Now 500 social housing units across 6 buildings, including the Beacon Torrens, need $200 million in renovations.
Xavier, $200 million the commune simply doesn't have. Some residents got relocated, but most are stuck living there because there's nowhere else to go.
Lean, meanwhile, Xavier, Mayor Close is taking an interesting approach to another public safety issue, hunting down drug money laundering and hospitality.
Xavier, starting June, they'll systematically screen all 2,000 hospitality businesses, beginning with 200 suspect ones, using new federal powers from 2024 to potentially close establishments.
Lane, following successful models from Liège and Ostend, could expand to nail salons, barbershops, phone accessory shops. But here's the irony.
Xavier, while they're cracking down on illegal money, legal bike services are struggling. Cyclo's 6 repair points serving 30,000 cyclists are running out of cash.
Lane, 2 months into 2026, their regional subsidies remain frozen pending budget approval. These are the people keeping Brussels cycling from Boxstel to Luxembourg Station.
Xavier, without them, more people drive, worsening those road safety numbers. It's all interconnected. Any other quick updates before we wrap?
Lane, good news for culture. Off-screen film festival kicks off, and that Molenbeek Circus School resolved their strike so their festival proceeds.
Xavier, excellent. Tomorrow looks brighter weather-wise, too. Partly cloudy with highs around 8-9 degrees.
Lean, perfect cycling weather. If Cyclo's still operating, that's your Brussels update for today.
Xavier, thanks for joining us, Brussels. Stay warm out there, and we'll see you tomorrow.